105.5 and 105.9, the Hawk, number one for New Country, is Don Jarrett. And today is the final day of fundraising for families. Our first annual event to raise money to build a Ronald McDonald family room, which is kind of like a Ronald McDonald house, but just kind of a smaller version, inside of Ermac here in Idaho Falls. I have a special guest this morning. Her name is Lori. She's a mom. She lives here in East Idaho. But Lori, you had an experience with a Ronald McDonald house in Boise, because we still don't have one here. We're working on getting one built. Tell us what led you to that. How did you end up having to use a Ronald McDonald house?
I developed preeclampsia with my second pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And at 27 weeks, I was put on bed rest.
Okay.
And then admitted to the hospital, and they ended up having to take her at 28 weeks. We lived in Firth at the time, and so I was sent to, I was in Blackfoot.
Okay.
And then they, my kidney started to fail, and my doctor felt like it was time to get me someplace that could handle that.
Yeah.
And it was during the 2002 Olympics.
Oh, geez.
And he was really concerned about, like, the congestion and traffic and stuff.
Yeah.
So he ended up lifelighting me to Boise.
Okay. So that was the nearest, like, level three pediatric trauma.
Right, yeah.
And we didn't have that yet here at
Right,
Ermac,
yeah, we didn't have a NICU here.
So they lifelight you. That had to be scary.
It was really scary, but what was crazy was my blood pressure was like through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
My kidneys were starting to fail, but as soon as I got into the airplane and we got up in the air, like, all my vitals stabilized.
Wow.
So we just joked that we could just fly around until she
for
was
a few
due.
More weeks.
Yeah, but
I gotcha.
It didn't work out that way. But anyway, so they lifelighted me on a Sunday. I got to Boise. The plan was to keep me, you know, keep her.
Stable.
Yeah, keep me pregnant as long as possible,
sure.
Not deliver. And by Wednesday, my kidneys had started to fail. And so they decided it was time to take her.
Yeah.
And so it was, I mean, it was a really scary, scary process. But it all, you know, it ended up like it worked out really well.
Yeah.
I'm like stumbling, but
no, I mean, it's an emotional thing. I mean, here you are 28 weeks.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you have a good stretch to go,
mm-hmm.
You know, usually, and they induce you and they deliver her.
Mm-hmm.
And, obviously at 28 weeks, she's going to need some special care.
Yeah. So they told me that, she was going to be in the hospital for 2 weeks beyond her actual due date.
Okay.
She was born February 13th and her due date was April 19th. And
okay.
So, we were anticipating being there for, you know, at least 2 months.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah.
And once she was born, you probably stabilized.
I did, yeah. It took a little. I hemorrhaged right after she was born,
yeah.
So I was in the hospital
for a little bit longer. Yeah.
And then once I stabilized, you know, I was discharged. But the crazy thing is I never once, like, it never occurred to me to worry about where I was going to go.
Yeah.
I was just, you know, worried about her and,
sure.
You know, just trying to recoup myself. But the social workers at Boise, at St. Luke's, they were amazing. They came in and I just remember some conversation before I even thought about where I was going to go. We've got you taken care of. And they kept mentioning Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah.
And so I was like, and I had no idea what it was like.
Yeah.
In fact, my daughter, I had an older daughter. She was 10 at the time. And she's like, so do you get to eat like French fries
exactly.
every day?
Right. She's like, Ronald McDonald, hold on.
Yeah.
I need a Big Mac right now.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So they have a very, in fact, they're expanding the one currently there. So, but they had an actual Ronald McDonald house there. And what was that like, you know, after your discharge to be that close to the hospital and your baby girl as she was recovering?
It was actually like the most amazing blessing.
It's okay. It's emotional. I know. I can only imagine. I mean, here you are far away from Firth and, you know, your daughter is recovering and you want to be as close to her as possible. The maternal
right.
bond is there.
Yeah.
I mean, she already came early.
Right.
And now you're like, I need to be as close as possible. You're right across the street. And it had to really just take a lot off of your shoulders and relieve you to have Ronald McDonald House there to take care of all the things that you don't want to worry about.
Yeah. So there were volunteers that ran everything.
Wow.
You know, I came in, they checked me in, got me into a room, and I was thinking about it this morning on my way here. It was a lot like going to grandma's house.
Oh,
you know, you had everything you needed, and you were comfortable, and you just knew, like, I never felt displaced at all.
Yeah.
And
did the rest of your family come and join you, or other members of your family?
Your husband? My husband came right after she was born, but then he had to go back to work.
Sure,
so
sure.
I was really kind of just there.
So how long were you there at Ronald McDonald?
That's the crazy thing. She was there for 22 days in the NICU.
Wow.
So I was at Ronald McDonald House just under 2 weeks.
Wow.
And so she's always been an overachiever. On day 21, I walked into the NICU and the doctor said, I can't justify keeping this kid anymore. Somebody forgot to tell her she's a premature baby. And so we got to go home. She was in the NICU for 22 days total.
Wow. And you didn't have to worry about where you were going to sleep, where your meals were going to come from, doing laundry.
Right.
A place to go and rest between visits to the hospital and your daughter in the NICU. So amazing. And what a blessing to have that.
It was amazing. It was really.
So this is where we're at now. East Idaho is growing so rapidly. And now IRMAC is a level 3 pediatric trauma unit. And so, obviously, the need for something like the Ronald McDonald House is great. And even though they're not building an actual separate house, what they have is an opportunity to build a family room inside IRMAC. They already have the space. There will be 4 bedrooms, so people can stay overnight or take a nap, whatever. And as you know, all the accommodations that you need, you know, full kitchen and the meals provided and volunteers to be with you. Were there other families there that you could, you know, correspond with and kind of talk to?
There was a family there, and they, their baby was born. I think he was a pound.
Oh my goodness.
And he was born at the same gestational, age as my daughter was. And he was, you know, he was born before her, but, he was a pound when he was born. And so it was really amazing to have those connections
support
with people that were going through that same thing, especially because I was kind of there by myself a lot of the time. And, it really helped, you know, that to know that you weren't alone. And, I think that the doctor said he felt like, you know, she made such a quick recovery because I was there every 3 hours.
Right there.
I was getting up in the middle of the night and walking across the street to go hold her and nurse her on a schedule because I didn't have anything else to focus on. I just wanted her.
And that's what you needed to focus
on. Right. It was really hard because the first, she was probably 5 days old before I got to hold her for the first time.
Yeah.
And so that was really hard, you know, just going over there. And so I just wanted to be there and do whatever I could.
Yeah. And to be that close, I mean, I can't imagine what it would have been like if you had to be across town at a Motel 6 and then trying to figure out what you're going to have for dinner. You wouldn't be able to focus on just that bond that you needed to create and keep strong and help her recover. And that's where the Ronald McDonald House came in and why we're so excited to be able to get something like that inside IRMAC, which is even closer, really, technically. So. It's so important for moms and families to be close to their children when they're going through something like that. And we really, really appreciate you sharing your story. And hopefully that inspires people to open up their hearts and their checkbooks and give a little bit more today on our final day to raise money. We got a lot of money to raise, but we live in a generous area. And to have something like a Ronald McDonald family room inside IRMAC is so important. It was important to you, Lori, and your family. And your daughter, what's her name?
Sydney.
Sydney. And how is she today?
She's 17.
Yeah.
She's doing awesome. And she's, again, she's an overachiever.
Still an overachiever, huh?
Overachiever, yeah.
Good for her.
So she's older than her years.
That's awesome. That is awesome. And it all started with keeping you two together during such a difficult time with Ronald McDonald House and Ronald McDonald House Charities in Idaho. And God bless your family. Appreciate you sharing your story. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome. So if you want to give, go to 1055thehawk.com or text to give whatever amount, 208-721-9077. Help us build a Ronald McDonald family room inside IRMAC. Today is the final day, Hawk Flock.